While there were no known cases of the coronavirus in central or north central Pennsylvania as of Tuesday, COVID-19 is moving across the state. WPSU's Ann Danahy reports emergency care providers say they are taking steps to be ready.
911, what's the severe emergency?
That's Paige Redmond, a Center County 911 dispatcher, taking a call. The woman says her husband is having trouble breathing. After getting the woman's address and her husband's age, Redmond asks her something else.
Has he been out of the country, been around anybody that's been sick that's traveled out of the country lately?
No.
All right, we'll get the ambulance out there.
That question is part of a new protocol from the Association of Public Safety Communications Officials. Center County 911 Director Dale Neff says it means the dispatchers dig deeper if they get a call for someone that involves flu-like symptoms.
What exactly are they suffering from? Do they have runny nose, headache, cough, sore throat, fever, shortness of breath? Do they know if they've been exposed to anyone that has COVID-19? Have they been anywhere where COVID-19 is an issue?
Redmond says some people chuckle when she asks those questions, but for the most part, they understand.
We need to be proactive and make sure that if we do have a case in the area, it's handled appropriately so it's not spread out further.
Communications, Demian.
Another change they're making is coming up with backup plans.
We're trying to get ahead of that and be proactive. We recognize that if the general population begins to get sick, that our staff may begin to get sick, and we might have to operate with diminished human resources here.
That means coordinating with other counties, local responders, and Penn State, and encouraging employees to take steps to stay healthy.
Whatever happens, we'll be prepared here to handle it.
As of Sunday, there were 63 cases of COVID-19 in Pennsylvania. Most of the cases have been in the eastern part of the state, but there are positive tests in the west and in Cumberland County in south central Pennsylvania. Nirmal Joshi is chief medical officer at Mount Nittany Medical Center.
We are doing a whole host of things to get ready and for what we typically in the healthcare world call preparedness.
That includes regular meetings, assessing supplies, and communicating with staff. If someone is concerned that they may have COVID-19 symptoms like cough, fever, or shortness of breath, Joshi says call before showing up at a doctor's office or emergency room.
What we're trying to tell people is it's always a good idea to call first, if we can, for obvious public health reasons. Our first goal is caring for the patient, and our second goal is to protect everyone, the community, the caregivers, everyone.
Joshi says Mount Nittany has sent a handful of samples for testing to the state. None have come back positive, but he expects the need for testing to go up.
There is no question in my mind that people who are suspected will rise, and therefore we will have a need to do more testing. That part is reasonably certain. How much, we don't know.
Two commercial labs have begun offering testing nationally. Joshi says they would like to be able to do more testing.
It'll be logistically a whole lot simpler when the testing will become more easily available.
In the meantime, Joshi and others say frequent hand washing and social distancing are the best ways to prevent getting COVID-19. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.